Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Killing me! On the floor
in Spain. What about dip dap dip 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 dip?
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this week trend edition of
The Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah,
it's a production of iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast where you take a deep dive into American shared consciousness, and it is the birthday of my youngest.
Hey. Shout out the younger.
Big six. The two-hander.
O'Brien the younger.
He's two handfuls now, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Six now, huh?
Yeah. Wow. The big O6.
The big J6, huh?
The big J6, man. And that was the theme of his birthday. We wanted to just
great.
Like
you're asking around who had flex cuffs. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
That's right.
That's cool.
But I am Jack. That is Miles. This is the trending episode for Monday morning, where we tell you what happened over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. A lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
Turns out.
Yeah.
As much as you want to pretend it didn't, a lot has happened.
Yeah, unfortunately. Woo! We were just talking about the Michael Jackson's various... I was listening to Bad this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think
get
it's
you in
been,
the mood for the week.
It was, I'm just like, I'm in my bad boy phase.
Ooh.
You might notice all these little chains that are on my jacket.
They don't make sense what they're connected to, but they're just on there. Just a little mini chain.
Just to let you know, I am bad. Just to let you know, Miles, just FYI, your butt is mine.
Okay. Thank you.
So,
but in a gangster way.
Gonna tell you, right? Yeah. Your butt is mine in a gangster way.
Yeah. I love that. That's the best he could do lyrically for... Like, I'm going to be bad, and your butt is mine. It's like, look, I still got to, this still has to get on the radio. You know what I mean?
It was like his rebrand from, like, Thriller. It was his first album since Thriller.
Yeah.
And he came through, and he was like, this is going to be, like, I'm going to channel, like, gangster rap.
Yeah.
And,
Because the original lyrics was, I'm going to slash your face with a razor blade. And they were like, ooh, Michael. That might not get on Billboard.
I don't think that one quite works with your whole persona.
With your whole vibe, yeah.
Yeah. But my kids are obsessed with that song. My 7-year-old is obsessed with that song at the same time that I was in my life, because that's how old I was when that album came out. And wow. I was like, man,
it's all cycles.
This is the most badass thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
They're
spray painting in the subway.
This guy is freaking tough.
Look how the guy in the roller skates lifts himself up from the collar, going like this.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah, that was so dope.
Bad.
That video. Wow. But all right. Before we get into the news, we do like to get to know each other a little bit better.
Let's get to know each other.
By telling people some things we think is overrated, underrated. You want to kick us off with something?
Sure. Wait. Over?
Yeah, let's go over.
Do we do over first? Yeah, we do over first, right?
Sometimes.
Over spicy margaritas.
Spicy margs.
Look, they're fucking everywhere now. Every fucking where. And it's reached critical mass where I'm just saying, I'm sorry.
We've had it.
I can't do this anymore. I was in Atlanta and Miami recently, and I'm not joking. I saw at least two restaurants that were explicitly advertising on the outside shit that was like, we have spicy margaritas. Like, as if it's like, we have Tamagotchis. Like, we have Beanie Babies. And I'm like, that's fine. I mean, if you like a spicy margarita, fine. But I love spicy food. I remember in the beginning when spicy margaritas were a thing, I was like my go-to. But then I'm just kind of like, yeah, all right. The love has faded for the drink. And I think I'm just wanting to point out, this is the new Moscow Mule. You know?
Right.
Moscow Mules were... Everybody was fucking losing their shit over it. Like, dude, it comes in a cup, dude. You got to give your ID because I guess people steal the cups. Yeah, that was me. And, you know, is that real?
They would take your ID?
Oh, my God. A lot of places, if you ordered a Moscow Mule and they gave it to you in that copper mug, they would ask you for your ID as like a deposit. Because, people were just pocketing them because they were fun little copper things. And I remember for a while... Like 10 years ago, that was like the gift you would give people who were like into cocktail wear. It's like, oh, these are great Moscow Mule mugs, great copper mugs.
Here's a single Moscow Mule mug for drinking Moscow Mules at home by yourself.
Yeah. I liked them so much. A friend of mine, he did give me it was kind of funny. It was a copper cup shaped as a solo cup because I was really in my Moscow Mule phase. And he's like, here's like the, let's just complete the circle with this one.
Yeah. The regular copper cups don't really work with your vibe. You're more of a solo guy.
Yeah, more
too,
of a solo
too
guy.
Too damn American.
Yeah, my mom drinks out of a copper cup, though, like every morning.
Really?
She has like a weird, it's like a thing I think people do. She has like, I'm sure some vibey person who listens will be like, yeah, man, copper cup water. I think it's probably pseudoscience, but she loves it.
Yeah. Shout no, it helps with the pH. It pH balances your water, which is important. You know, you got to make sure you're not drinking too much alkaline. That's pseudoscience.
alkalize your life.
My overrated is the crow deterrent industry.
Oh.
There is a murder of crows I'm feuding with in my backyard. I've mentioned this particular murder of crows before.
Uh-huh.
They have fucked up our yard before. But we recently put in like drought tolerant grasses to replace the regular grass in our backyard. And they've just taken to uprooting the plants. It's just like a gang of middle school kids who snuck out during a sleepover. They're just like pulling them up, leaving them there.
Let's go to old man O'Brien's and pull out the grass. He fucking hates it. We'll probably see him in his weird underwear.
Yeah.
When he comes out. Wait, they're just pulling up like the grasslings?
Yeah, the little grasslings.
Like the little shoots they put. How do they put that in? Like hair plugs, basically?
Yeah,
like LeBron's
exactly.
Hair?
It looks like it looks like we've got hair plugs in our backyard and they've just like come through and they'll just like pull out a whole strip before I can like run out there.
Right.
I'm just sitting here like by the window, just being like, don't even fucking try it.
Yeah.
I hear you. Because they're constantly cawing back and forth.
Yeah.
You know? But so this sent me down a rabbit hole of the whole at war with crows industry. We've done like the spinning shiny windmill thingies. Those are back up. We've also got a fake owl.
Shiny windmill thing? That's
crow
deterrent?
You know the things that you like blow on and babies
like a kids party?
Yeah, yeah. So there are like bigger ones of those that are shiny and allegedly, they're supposed to keep the crows away. They haven't quite worked out for us just yet.
Do they they don't like shine? Is that the deal?
I think it's just the movement makes them suspicious.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, like they're supposedly very smart, but then the one piece of technology that we know of that is supposed to actually work on them is just a scarecrow.
Right.
Which seems like, I don't know, maybe it's wishful thinking. They seem pretty smart. But so one of the things that is available, it's actually like the top thing when you search for crow deterrent, is a fake dead crow that you put in your backyard upside down.
What?
You like hang from a tree upside down, like some sort of fucking witch's curse.
It's, no.
Yeah. It's like the pictures all have it hanging or like sticking out of the ground specifically upside down. Which is,
oh, like maybe signals. It's like this motherfucker dead.
Yeah, but it's also like just some wild pagan feeling shit that I feel like is going to affect the karma of my like great grandchildren.
Like, I know, look, I'm not proud of this. I used to fuck around with crows as a kid, like throw rocks at them and shit. Cause I remember when I was a kid,
like hang out with them.
Yeah, I used to fuck with crows, bro. You know what I mean? And then I found Christ.
Part of a murder.
Yeah. So yeah, we called Murder Inc. back then. And I remember like I had this like, I was angry at them because at the time my pet dog was like dying. And like, you know, like when pets are like at that stage, like sometimes they just want to go in like a dark place and just like lay down somewhere. Yeah. And I remember like as that was happening, I didn't know what was going on. But like these crows were fucking with my dog when who was like in its last, you know, she was on her last legs. And I was so angry. So then I remember taking my anger out on the crows after she passed away when they'd be in my yard, like throw shit at them. And they fucking, bro, they remember. Like they will fuck back with you. In the same way, and I told this story before, my aunt in Japan, she used to take care of these crows that would hang out on her balcony. And one time she had a small grease fire, like shot up in her kitchen when she was in the bathroom. They warned her. They like flew into her apartment and were like, get the fuck out. They were like, she was like, what? Came in the kitchen. Had to put it out. It wasn't like anything serious, but the crows legitimately looked out for her. And like, then I was like, bro, you want these crows on your side. I don't know if like, that's the best way. Like, is there a way to have like a sit down with them? And like,
yeah,
you know,
we just need to have a meeting of the families because it's, or like I need to offer them like that. It really feels like, you know, the shiny spinny things, the fake owl, the scarecrow is like at a level of technology that they scoff at.
Yeah.
And they only speak the language of like curses. And
yeah, I don't like
and
that.
Like magic. There's like a true magic to crows.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Yeah. You don't want to go down that road.
Nah, like, I do not. Like, there, I'm like, take the grass if that's. If
I
that's
know, Zeit Gang, please, please give us better options than hanging a dead crow in effigy in his backyard.
Right. I can't do that. We will not be doing that.
Is there like, I feel like some like, you know, zany inventors like I have an AI tracking system that will spray water at them like
that's
to
what
deter
I had
them
in mind, but it and there, like there's a, also like one that supposedly works that's like a tracker that like when they land a balloon inflates and that's supposed to freak them out. But I don't know. The imagery, the symbolism of an upside down crow just feels like too dark.
Yeah, just I don't like hanging it. Black bodies from a tree, just zooming out on that. Yeah, like I wouldn't need, but that, like instantly I'm like, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work for
me. Yeah, because you don't need the crow Nina Simone coming out here and singing about it. Yeah, it's everybody loses in that scenario. So please, what is the way? I know somebody. There's got to be some, like, there has to be a simpler way that's not so fucking creepy that will work with crows. Like, no, the only way is to like lynch it off your tree.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What is what's something you think is underrated?
Underrated shooting film, camera film. Okay. So I was at a birthday this weekend. I saw Demi Adijuibe there, and he was carrying a film camera, taking little snaps here and there. And you know, as a son of a photographer, I'm always interested in talking to people about like their own photography. And this is nothing new. I feel like a lot of hip people, they're shooting film now, whether it's like using like really cool full frame, like film cameras, or just like busting out that old Pentax that your fucking grandma gave you for a field trip. Like that kind of stuff is like definitely coming back because that aesthetic is, you know, very in. But like I was talking to him about like, you know, like what, you know, like what's going on. And he was just talking about how much he enjoys the process of shooting film. And developing his own film, he turned his bathroom into a dark room so like he can like develop like the film with the chemicals and shit and just really like, you know, do it all from top to bottom. And I was like, yeah, that's like, you know, we just take for granted how easy it is to take pictures.
Yeah.
But like we're also hostile towards the time it takes to develop film. Even if you have to use an instant camera, like I don't want to take it to fucking Rite Aid and then get it. Rah, rah, rah. I can just shoot this or whatever. But like it's a winner in so many ways. Two main ways. First, you get tangible pictures that you can hold on to.
Absolutely.
Her Majesty has been a very big proponent of us. Like, we take so many pictures on our phones, but like actually getting them printed and like making albums and like hanging them on our wall, like in the olden days when we were kids. And also just like you exercise a bit of patience and thought when you're taking it, because on an iPhone, your camera phone, whatever, you take a picture, you can immediately look at what you took and you're like, no, I don't like this. Like, let's redo this. And with like taking, like shooting on film, you have to really like commit to the frame. And like, you're like, that's what it is. I'll see what I get. And, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes it might not be perfect, but it might be more authentic. So I don't know, just like a subtle way. I was just thinking of like, yeah, that's a nice practice to have. It might not even be for the photography, but just to like do something that just, that we sort of have sped up to the point that it's instant. I feel like taking back those kinds of processes is probably a good meditative practice. Just to have patience and to be present. So shooting film. Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good for people who don't have their eyes closed in like 90% of the pictures. The photo burst was a real game changer to me, because otherwise,
are you an eyes closer?
I'm an eyes closer.
Oh man, Mariano Rivera over here.
That's right.
Bringing the eyes closer.
underrated the word fontanelle. Came up conversationally. The word for the soft spot on the top of a baby's head where you can see their heartbeat for like 2 to 3 months.
Yep.
Which it's like one of the most horrifying things to contemplate.
Yeah.
That there's just this soft, unprotected spot on the top of the head. There's just like an eyelid over the entire brain. It's just like, it's like that is not enough scalp. Protection. Every time I see it on a baby, I have like if you ever like stood on the edge of like a building or something, and you're just like, I could just jump off.
Was that the call of the void?
Yeah, the call of the void. The French have a word for that.
Yeah. So you get the call of the void looking at a soft spot.
At a little soft spot, you're just like, I mean, God, like I just get weird images that I don't want to see.
Yeah. Like you're opening a navel orange.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But oh God damn it.
I'm sorry. the call of the void. I'm sorry. I also have a young baby I would look at the, because I remember you talking about it even before I had a kid. And I was always like, oh God. Like it just, not that I have the desire, but I'm like, it's so vulnerable. Like, why? Yeah. Why?
Why? Why? I think my theory, like, it's a philosophically important feature, like design bug, because it requires us to be that much more loving to infants. Like that's how our species survived. Having babies that are that vulnerable,
right,
like adds the necessity of like more and more love to the human species to like made it through all that time of just like, God, I love this thing so much. And it has just a fucking navel orange over the top of its brain.
Yeah.
So it has
it has like a Death Star weak spot. Like where you're like
the biggest Death Star weak spot.
Like don't.
Everyone's like, why would the Death Star have that? It's like, guys, we are all
of us have the Death Star weak spot.
We all have
the start.
Death Star exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
it's much more open. Whoever decided to name it Fontanelle.
I know.
It's the name of a doo-wop group or like a cream colored sedan from the 1950s.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just, that like fuck cellar door or whatever. Is that what Drew Barrymore said the most beautiful word in the English language was?
The cellar door?
In Donnie Darko. I feel like
I haven't seen Donnie Darko.
The most beautiful word is? Anyways,
I haven't seen the canon of like white people college movies. Like I haven't seen Boondock Saints or Donnie Darko.
Oh man, Boondock Saints, my favorite movie, bro. You gotta see Boondock.
I remember and I was like, I'm watching Belly.
right.
Leave me alone. I have my shit.
No, Boondock Saints is really good.
That's why I'm just searching Fontanelle on Google. The second most asked question is, what happens if you press on Fontanelle?
Oh no, guys.
Y'all, don't. But, although
it is.
It says they have thick and durable membranes just under your baby's scalp that protects her brain. So gently touching the fontanelles won't hurt her. Don't tell people that.
Right. It's actually pretty cool. You can't fuck it up.
Yeah. Too bad. No. We're off that. Fontanelle, though, it does sound like a dessert also.
Doesn't it sound? Yeah. There's like a cream colored something. It's just, yeah. It's a really nice word. I can't believe there's not a band called the Fontanelles. Probably because it would be weird.
It's truly like a mashup of French and Latin. Like, right. It's not like, I wish there's some guy named Dr. Fontanelle who was just like, yeah, and don't, hey guys, don't press on that.
Right. Just the coolest doctor of all time. He's just roller skates around.
From little chains on.
From baby delivery to baby delivery.
He's got down the side of his leg on his pants. Wow.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk news.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
We're back.
And CPAC happened this past weekend. It just feels, like a good way to track, like in the same way that, you know, you take pictures of a kid every birthday and you're like, oh, wow, look how much they've grown.
Yeah.
You check in with the conservatives every year at CPAC, like fashion and you're week, like, but wow.
It's fashion week.
Fashion week.
Yeah. You're like, oh, here's the what they got. This is what they got cooking up. These are the trends they're hopping on this year.
Yeah.
We used to call it Clanchella. I think we've had a few different names for this. But yeah, it happened. And
it's, yeah. So
some weird trends.
The first thing that was like, I think this was like the kickoff speech, the keynote.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first clips I saw from it. Yeah.
Jack Posobiec came out and said, "Welcome to the end of democracy. We are here to overthrow it completely. We didn't get all the way there on January 6th, but we will endeavor to get rid of it. All glory is not to government. All glory is to God." Mm. Which, like, at first it was like, it sounded like he was joking, you know?
Right.
Like, but no, it seems like that he's just like, they're straight up embracing, like, overthrow democracy, install authoritarian dictatorship.
Yeah.
That is like the official position of the conservative movement at this point.
It's not like it's just so fucking out in the open. That's what's like so horrifying. It's, like, it's just like, no, this is the stated aim of this party now.
Yeah.
It's like just to go fully scorched earth, not even trying to pretend like it would be anything else. Like, yeah.
There was, like, January 6th just seems to be a big theme there. In years past, they had an actor in a red, orange jumpsuit, like, in a jail cell. And it was like, this is a January 6th
performance art. I also used to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I think that guy had, like, he had a real zany career of, I think he's, like, one of the, if I remember when we were talking about it, that guy was, like, one of the first to be like, why I'm leaving the Democratic Party for the Republicans sort of guy. So he's out there. Some cool stuff that people are contributing to the conversation.
Yeah. This year we got a educational January 6th pinball machine that.
Can you just say that sequence of words one more time?
An educational January 6th pinball machine from Jonathan Linos, who said that a lot of people thought it was a joke at first. But he said it was a serious expression of his beliefs about January 6th. Mm-hmm. I decided to make a game that actually expresses what really happened on January 6th. It's very suspicious, and there was not any kind of serious investigation of what went on.
Yes, yes. That's why I'm using the very serious medium of pinball machine to spread
blow
my
the top
message.
Off this.
Yeah, it really
this
bring
is our
awareness.
Watergate, is this pinball machine.
God, that's what's so fucking... That's what's so fucked up about these things. It's like you get people out there full throated being like, we're going to round up all the journalists, all the fucking non cishet Christians, all of our haters. And then you also have like, I'm pinball guy who thinks January 6th was an inside job. And
pinball
it's like,
grand wizard.
Yeah. Well, boy, yeah. Like, it's just wild how that's. You get the entire spectrum, so like it just sort of breaks your mind in a way where you're like, it's serious, but a joke, but yeah. It's also just, no, they're serious. Although there were a lot of people who were like reporting that like attendance was a lot like less than usual,
right?
Despite all this, so that was one maybe nice thing. But either way, the stated goals and the people that were there just are like, no.
Yeah. So some of the same white supremacist groups that have been ejected in previous years were just like hanging out, openly discussing race science, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, and casually using the N-word.
Casually.
Yeah. In previous years, and it was like a lot of like Nick Fuentes shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah. I don't know.
Raper
again,
shit.
This is just like the slow normalization of Nazism. That's how the original Nazis came about. Like, people, when they picture World War II era Nazis, they're like, oh, they're just like, they swept to power and like everybody came together and like immediately was supportive of them. No, everybody was like freaked out by them for a good decade. And then they like slowly just became normalized and wore people down. And then
like, that's an option, I guess.
Like, it went from front page news that they were Nazis who believed wild shit. But then by the time they swept to power, people, like, they were just like, you know, deeper
those guys.
They're like, oh, yeah, well, we know about them.
They look pretty clean cut. Yeah, let's give them a shot.
So that's, I don't know. It just feels like seeing this slowly be adopted by.
Well, yeah. It's like weird because on one hand, right, like we've talked, you know, over the last year, the many years we've been doing the show, like talking about the Republicans, like it's just like they're cooking down the sauce to thicker and thicker goo. And it's becoming more and more extreme and concentrated. And yeah, like while there may be less people in attendance, the extreme nature of the views that are being presented are also starting to rise. So it's like this. Yeah. They're bad. I'm just going to go on the record and say that. Hopefully other people can see that too. But yeah, like right now, it's like all the coverage of this is like being like, did you hear what Trump said though?
Right. Did you hear he called his wife Milan or Mercedes?
It's like, did he?
No, he didn't actually. Like that's like, that was the big takeaway from Trump's weekend was that he called Melania Mercedes, but he was clearly talking about his former staffer, Mercedes Schlapp. But like the fact that people focus on that instead of like all the other crazy shit that he said, like calling himself a proud political dissident or comparing himself to Al Capone.
Also, the Afro-Americans, they love me because they love my mugshot. They see I'm like them, oppressed.
Jesus Christ.
But I will do nothing to help. He was saying shit like that. My God. It's but I mean, again, it's all about the fucking old horse race with the media. Right. It's like, how many old guy gaffes did Trump do this weekend? Okay, how many did Biden do? What's the score right now?
Tale of the tape. Who had most old guy gaffes?
Yeah.
CPAC also hosted two South American authoritarians. Like Argentinian President Javier Milei. He's just a straight up authoritarian. Like they and then Salvadoran president also like was fucking both there. They're just straight up authoritarians now.
Yeah.
Milei and Trump shared a close hug backstage.
Oh. So okay. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you have Milei who likes to dress up as like a anarcho capitalist superhero, and then you have, you know, what's his face? Nayib Bukele from El Salvador, who's just all in on crypto.
Right.
So, yeah, gathering of the minds. Gathering of the minds. Yeah.
We do have an update on the AT&T outage last week.
Solar flare. Carrington event.
It was obviously a cyber attack. We all saw Leave the World Behind. Yeah. It's a cyber attack by our enemies.
Who's Snake Plissken?
They're coordinating to try and sow discord. Oh, wait. It was just the result of a software update gone wrong.
You'd almost want them to say that to, like, you know how like people be like, I was hacked on Twitter? It's like, no, bro, you're a sloppy racist. You just said you were hacked. Rather than be like, it was a cyber attack. Rather than be like, we're fucking kind of dumb or whatever happened. I'd imagine that isn't like, for how rare this kind of thing is, I'd imagine that's not the norm, or I feel like people would be like, hey, give them a break. It's really hard to do a software update on an entire mobile network, which it could be, but
I'm sure
I don't know.
It is.
I mean, I have T-Mobile, so, you know, couldn't be me.
But it's okay. They're going to make it right. They've offered all customers who couldn't use their phones $5. Credited to their account. So we're good here.
Holy
yeah.
shit, dude. $5. I mean,
$5.
I was breaking it down.
Like, not being able to call 911 in an emergency.
Or exactly. It's like I was looking at what their plans cost. Like, I think they're like an introductory rate for a single line's like $86. So they gave them about 2 days, like 2 days worth of service off with that $5. Now, is that enough to heal the wounds of your cell phone saying SOS like a fucking Rihanna track? I don't know. But I feel we're good here.
I mean, I accept opening offers, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, $5? That's great. God, that's more than generous.
I mean, yeah. And I think most people, it's like, I get it. It's a pain in the ass to switch networks and to do your phone, but it's pretty easy, I guess, if you wanted to switch.
When you think about it on the scale of pennies, that's 500 pennies. That's like no joke, you know?
Okay, yeah, hold on. Yeah, that's what? It's 20 quarters?
Yeah, 20 quarters. So not too shabby.
All right, yeah, you know what? I'm signing up with AT&T, actually.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, I don't get it? Oh, I had to be a customer. Okay, right.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the fried chicken pizza and other things. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
And we're back.
We're back.
And KFC has released the fried chicken pizza to the United States. It's literally just a pizza made on top of pieces of fried chicken. Doesn't look great.
No. Like it looks like it's basically like a chicken parm.
Yeah, that's exactly what it
looks
like.
With pepperonis on it. It's like you got marinara, you got melted cheese on top of a breaded chicken cutlet. That is not a chizza.
Yeah, that's just chicken parm, but you're asking us to eat it with our hands.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay. We don't need to do this. We don't.
It's available in some U.S. locations starting today, Monday, but only for a limited time, and we don't have clarification on whether that means that the offer is for a limited time or whoever eats it will only have a limited time on Earth. But
I hope it's the latter.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, we told you.
What did you think we said?
It's like the videotape in The Ring, man. Don't fuck with it or else you're like 7 days. What? I just had a little bit of a nibble off my chizza.
Yeah. One 2017 review. So they've released this in other countries.
It seems like mostly Asia.
Yeah. Which KFC is pretty popular in Japan, isn't it?
Oh,
in
Korea. Yeah.
One 2017 review out of Shanghai found that the chizza didn't quite live up to their expectations. They said that it tastes like, so each bite of the chizza showed me regret does indeed have a taste.
That's poetic.
That is poetic.
Yeah. Wow. That regret indeed does have a taste. And it's a sad, sad. It looks like, at least in these photos from Asia, that looks like a flattened out chicken thigh, which that's, look, if we're going to be real,
I would hope
that's what you need to be. The breast, too dry, everyone.
Way too dry.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Embrace the dark meat.
You probably won't be prepared. This is also from the review. You probably won't be prepared for the smell that wafts your way.
Hey?
A combination of old oil and faint spice. But how was it to eat? And then they dropped that regret line on our ass.
Wow. The smell that wafts your way. That's
like fucking... truly this person should just be writing novels.
Yeah. Just like fucking slamming fast food. Like just absolutely like, you know, just in a poetic evisceration of our fast food. Okay. I'll have to look out for more reviews from this person.
Over the weekend, an Air Force pilot, Aaron Bushnell, a 25-year-old active duty U.S. airman, set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington as an act of protest. He streamed the whole thing on Twitch, telling viewers that he will no longer be complicit in genocide. And he later died in the hospital. But his final words were free Palestine.
He said, outside the embassy, quote, I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest. But compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal. Woo! Yeah. No lies detected there. Man, the self-immolation is so wild. Like, this used to be like fucking... when people did this kind of shit, it would reverberate. You know what I mean? And now you look at like all the headlines, the way they have just zoomed all the way out, like to describe this, it's truly like man engages in fire play in Washington, D.C. It's like, it's so wild. New York Times, a man set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington. Reuters, U.S. airman sets himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington. CNN, U.S. airman sets himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington. Like, it's like identical. The other one, active duty airman sets himself on fire outside D.C.'s Israeli embassy. Okay, you just kind of switch things around there, Washington Post. But like, there's only like a few networks that actually mention what the motivation was. Like, you the only reason, that's what's so disheartening about all this shit is like they've completely taken out any context of this. This also happened in December in Georgia outside of the Israeli embassy.
Another person.
Yeah. This woman self-immolated. And like right now, there's really not much you can find in terms of who that person was or their condition or what happened after that. It's like they just don't want to have people. They just want to like sanitize their front pages to not have any sort of like uncomfortable truths or actually get it or inform people about how extreme the acts of the Israeli government are and how the U.S. is co-signing and basically bankrolling it through arms supply. And it's just, you know, like you look at the self-immolation of that guy, Mohamed Bouazizi, who's the Tunisian man who also like, when he self-immolated, that kicked off the Arab Spring.
Yeah, that was like...
The media at the time, they were clear on what he was doing and why he was doing it. But that's, because from the perspective of imperial Western media, being very critical of governments in the Middle East is accepted discourse. Criticism of Israel clearly is not, because they just will have you believe... This dude was, you know, like a busker or something, and it was an accident, like a show gone wrong, like based on these headlines. It's really grim, and I think to not do that, I think also just indicates, you know, like truly, like as even he said, that this is, we're going to look at what is happening in Gaza and what is happening to Palestinian people as normal.
Yeah.
To somehow avert your eyes or to not feel a sense of deep sadness or connect to the humanity when you see people grieving their loved ones who have had nothing to do with the October 7th attacks, but we just have to say, but that's war or whatever tired talking point is used to sort of justify it.
Yeah. The New York Times did this morning have an updated headline that mentioned the word Gaza, but then it's no longer on the front page. So they were like, okay, get a screen cap real quick of this. All right, we're good. We're good here.
Right.
There was also, so it's award season. Hollywood continues to bludgeon America with lavish awards shows until we finally get the Oscars over with. But at the SAG Awards on Saturday, The cast of Oppenheimer won the big prize, which was pretty predictable. But then Robert Downey Jr. won, and he thanked Mel Gibson. He just started rattling off a bunch of names of people he learned so much from over the years, and one of them was fucking Mel Gibson. Then on Saturday came the Film Independent Spirit Awards, and this connects back to the previous story because that event is held in a tent. Yeah. And so protesters, you know, came and had chants of Free Palestine playing over a bullhorn that were audible throughout the broadcast. And so there was just this very strange dystopian vibe inside the tent where like all these rich, famous people in fancy clothes are like dressed up and trying to do their bits and outside, you know, but which is entirely appropriate. It's entirely appropriate for this moment in history to feel dystopian.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially when people are, you know, like in the previous story are committing such like that's like the most extreme form of protest you can commit. Like that's pure desperation. This is Jim Gaffigan just trying to get through the awards while, again, protesters outside calling for a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like that sort of garbled noise you hear are the people on the bullhorns, the protesters, right outside.
Asking for a ceasefire, demanding a ceasefire.
But yeah. James Marsden is taking a huge shit or whatever.
James Marsden took a whole shit, man. There's also like a comedian referenced the hecklers outside during the show.
Yeah, that was Jimmy O'Yang. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a guy who really didn't like the holdovers or something. Like,
yeah.
Oof. Guys, just don't listen to the haters. Just stay on your grind set and you'll be driving Lambo soon.
All right. Anyway, what are they even saying out there? You know what I mean? Just block it out. Just block it out. What, I don't even know. Like, let's focus on this award show. I think that's what even the director of Fremont, Babak Jalali, said during his speech. He said, quote, "There are people speaking outside, and whatever they're saying, I think it's far more important than what I'm about to say. I'm so inspired by what they're saying outside, I can't think of what I'm about to say."
Yeah.
And we're just, man, it's just so wild when like this juxtaposition of different realities is just like slammed together like this too, where it's like you have a group of people who have been like, let's like just have our award show and, you know, just clap along. But at the same time, you have people who are really trying to bring awareness to what is happening. And it's just like, let's call that heckling.
Heckling. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's dark. It's dark.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, February 26th.
Yep.
We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yep. Get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.